弟兄姐妹、朋友们平安。
Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters.
今天是母亲节，愿神赐福在座的所有母亲和准母亲们。
As you know, today is Mother's Day, so I want to pray God give blessing all the mothers and the expecting mothers.
在上周五晚上教会的祷告会中，我还提议说，为那些在家中抚养孩童，家事繁重。心身灵都疲惫的妈妈们祷告。
I was in the last Wednesday's prayer meeting. I was making a proposal. We can ask God to pray and give blessing all the mothers who has been burdened by nursing their own children and being really just exhausted and sometimes into a point of burning out. May God bless all the mothers.
求主帮助我们中间的妈妈们，使她们重新得力，使她们充满喜乐的心。
We pray God will give all the mothers in heaven be able to regain their strength and faith in the Lord.
今天我要跟大家分享一个关于母亲的信心与智慧的主题。
Today I want to share with you a message about the wisdom of a mother and her faith.
所以简单来讲就是小女人大智慧。
So in kind of summary, the title will be A Little Woman with Great Wisdom.
提到智慧这个词儿，我记得最早的印象呢，是从一篇小学的课文里边知道这个词的。
In regards to the wisdom, I learned about this wisdom when I was in elementary school, as one chapter talks about the wisdom.
那篇小学的语文课本的题目是《赵州桥
》。This is to do with a 赵州 Bridge in China.
是在中国河北省赵县的。萧河上
So it was a river that crossed over the Xiao River in Hebei province in China.
所以它又叫赵州桥，它是隋朝的石匠设计参加建造的，到现在已经有1400多年的历史。
So the bridge was created in Sui's dynasty. It's about almost 1,000 years old, 1,200 years old.
那赵州桥它最主要的也是最有价值的地方，你看它是全是石头做的，没有桥墩，但是在桥的两端呢有两个洞，它叫呢两个小的拱桥。
So one thing that was really spectacular about this bridge is everything is all created by stone, and then there's no pillar like what you see for typical bridge. It's anarch bridge, and what's most significant is this is open, what they call open spandrel on both sides of the bridge as you see it, two different holes through the bridge.
两边的这两个小洞的学名叫敞肩拱，就是敞开的肩膀的拱。
So in the civil engineering, they give this a term called open spandrel.
50多米长，9米多宽。
So it's about 50 meters long and about 9 meters wide.
那这种敞肩拱的桥的设计，它主要两个方面，一个呢是节省材料，减少桥的自重。
So the reason why they have this so-called open spandrel arch bridge is one of the reasons why it's to save the material to construct the bridge.
还有一个呢，就是在发大水的时候呢，它可以有利于排泄洪涝。
The other advantage of those when there's a flood, as you can imagine, all the water can come through the bridge instead of being blocked.
那中国河北的这个赵州桥，它是建造于隋朝，隋朝是离现在有多远
？So as I described, the bridge was created in Sui's dynasty.Which is about,
我当时也讲不出来，但是我查了一下，是在主后581年到691年间。
So 581, approximately 581, A.D. after the birth of Christ.
那像这种敞肩拱桥的设计，到欧洲直到了1850年代在欧洲才出现，
so、
所以比中国大陆晚整整晚了1200多年。
So the first occurrence of this type of bridge in Europe is in about 1850 AD, and which is about 1,200 years behind the first kind of arch bridge in China.
所以在1991年，美国土木工程学会将赵州桥定为第12个国际历史上土木工程的里程碑。
So in 1991, the American Civil Engineering gave this as the number 12 of the so-called International Civil Engineering Landmark.
所以他们又在这个桥的桥头建造了一个铜牌纪念碑，叫国际历史土木工程古迹，是美国土木工程学会立的。
So there was a monument that set up at the end of the bridge. It was set up by this American Civil Engineering. It says American Civil Engineering landmark, something like that.
那在小学课文《赵州桥》的最后有这么一句话，他讲到，赵州桥表现了劳动人民的智慧和才干，是我国宝贵的历史遗产。
So this in the conclusion of that book in elementary school, this says this type of bridge is demonstration of the great wisdom of the laboring civilians, and this is a national treasure.
大家或许在想这个赵州桥的故事与我们今天讲到的内容有什么关联？
After I described this, you probably start wonder why do I describe this Zhao Zhou Bridge? What does it have to do with what I'm going to share with you today?
那在刚才的介绍中，里边提到了智慧，提到了里程碑，也提到了桥梁。
I talk about this wisdom. I talk about the milestone and landmark. I also talked about wisdom in those description.
就像刚才我们所读的经文里边。是一个不知名的外邦的小女子，正是因着她的大智慧，成为了一个具有里程碑式的桥梁性的人物。
And this is not a very famous woman who shared as a monument because her great wisdom, and that she also become a bridge. We all can learn.
我们一起低头祷告。
Now let's bow and pray together.
恩主慈爱的阿爸父，我们感谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语。
Our Father Grace, we give you thanks that give us this wonderful word of you.
愿主您的圣灵保守我们，赐福我们。
May your Holy Spirit sustain us and give us blessing.
愿主您掌控这个大堂，从开始直到末了。
May you are with us today from the beginning to the end of this worship service.
愿主您恩膏孩子的口，是讲的和听的。都因主您的话语得到造就。
May you anoint the lips of the speaker, and then everybody hearing will be all learning from this.
感谢祷告，奉靠主耶稣的名求。
This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
为了更好的理解和认识马可福音7:24-34这段经文，请大家从主耶稣前后。所行的两个类似的很有名的神迹作为切入点。
So in to be able to understand the background, this Mark chapter 7:24-33, I'm going to try to review. There's a couple of miracles before this event.
在前面马可福音6:30-44记载耶稣用5饼2条鱼喂饱了多少人？5000人。
Right, as you recorded in Mark chapter 6, Lord Jesus used five bread to feed 5,000 people.
那请问这五千人是什么人？
So I will ask you, this 5,000 people, what kind of 5,000 people were they?
圣经里边记载的是男人。
According to the Bible, it says 5,000 men.
所以我们相信他身后带着他的家属和他的孩子们，还有很多很多。但是呢，很明确的讲，这五千男人和他的家属们基本上都是犹太人。
So, in that essence, the 5,000 men, they will be with their children and their wife. Mostly, this all are Jewish people.
或者我们可以说是以犹太人为主的群体。
So, these 5,000 people, majority of them are all Jews.
那在后面，马可福音8:1-10记载了。耶稣用7饼和2条鱼又喂饱了多少人？4000人。
And later in Mark chapter 8, Lord Jesus Christ using 7 loaves of bread and some small fish to feed 4,000 people.
请问这4000人是什么人?
And again, who are these 4,000 people?
依然是男人和他背后的家庭成员们。
Again, it's 4,000 men with their spouse and their children.
而且是耶稣从外邦人的地区绕着加利利湖外边，要到加利利湖边上的时候，跟随他了3天的。
So those people, those crowds are going through, is following Jesus through this kind of the world of where the Gentile live and going through the seas of Galilee, finally come to that. So majority of those people are Gentiles.
所以我们可以说马可福音7章24到30这一段经文可以说是用
So in a way, I like to summarize this. This Mark 7:24. It is a bridge of faith that was created by a great with wisdom.
马可福音7章的这几节经文，可以说是一座跨越了马可福音前面6章和后面8章，跨越福音在犹太人。 和非犹太人之间，看似一座不大，却承载着里程碑式的桥梁。So
kind of in the metaphor, this chapter 7 is a bridge that go across from chapter 7 to chapter 9. From originally it's a phase owned by Jewish only. Now on chapter 9, you have faith started to be sharing, start to share with this Gentile. So it's a landmark which demonstrate a great wisdom and great faith.
我们可以说这是由一个小妇人所彰显的大智慧而构造的一座充满信心的乡村的里程碑式的桥梁。So
this is a bridge. It's kind of like a country bridge was created by a great faith of this little woman through things that she did.
这就是今天我们关于信心与智慧的这个主题所谈到的，怎样一个小妇人，怎样一个大智慧。So
this is what I want to share with you. What kind of faith does a little woman have, and such a great faith that she has and demonstrated?
那下面我们还是需要多一点点的了解马可福音7章24到30节这段经文的背景。So
still again, there's still more background I want to cover through all this passage we just read.
那从整体来看，在总共16章的马可福音中，第1到9章记载的是主耶稣早期在加利利和其他地区的传道生涯。So
in Mark's 16 chapter, from chapter 1 through 9, which record the early stage of Lord Jesus Christ's ministry journey.
后面第10到第16章记载了主耶稣进入耶路撒冷。
And then from chapter 10 to 16, which is the ending period of Jesus Christ's missionary journey.
以至于最终被捕、受死、复活、升天。
It's also recorded until the end that Jesus was captured and was nailed on a cross, was resurrected again, and then ascended to heaven.
那1到9章里面记载主耶稣在加利利和其他地区传道期间。 第1到6章可以说是一个广受欢迎的时期。That
from chapter 9 to chapter 1 to 9, as I mentioned, the early stage of the ministry journey. In chapter 1 and 6, that was recorded a time period that Jesus was really well welcomed by the people.
那从6章后边这部分一直到9章的结束是一段特殊的叫隐退时期。
But there's a special period that was recorded in Mark chapter 6, verse 32, the end of chapter 9, 32. This is a period of special seclusion of Jesus Christ.
那我们今天就从主耶稣早期传道的隐退时期的马可福音7章24到30节来分享我们的主题。
So this is the thing that I want to share with you. This is the seclusion period of Jesus Christ from chapters 7:24 to 30.
也是让我们一起来学习，对神建立信心的过程中，怎么样运用智慧。 这样一个主题。
So this is also want to share with you how do you build up your faith with great wisdom.
那下面我还是要从三个方面来展开今天的主题。
So there are three topics I want to share with you today.
首先接着马可福音七章二十四到二十五节这两节经文来体验一下，原来呢是耶稣要准备隐退了以后，训练他身边的这些门徒，却因一个外邦女子的请求，欲罢不能的一个场面。
So this is a kind of like a background. What happened is, Jesus Christ is preparing to withdraw from crowds and go into seclusion. But all of a sudden, he was stopped by this woman and then end up to do something he had to do.
马可福音七章二十四、二十五节，耶稣从那里起身往推罗西顿的境内去，进了一家不愿意人知道，却隐藏不住。当下有一个妇人，她的小女儿被巫鬼附着，听见耶稣的事，就来伏伏在他脚前。
Mark chapter 7:24-25. Jesus This is the King James Version. I'm going to read it directly. So then from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and then entered into the house and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. In fact, as soon as she heard about him, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an evil spirit and fell at his feet.
那我们来了解一下，在二十四节经文中有几个地方，耶稣从那里起身，这个那里指的是哪里
？So in chapter 24, it mentioned about thence. That means there. So what does it mean by there?
然后所去往的推罗西顿又是在哪里
？And the place he went into this Tyre and Sidon. Where were those places?
主耶稣又是为了什么要隐藏不愿意人知道
Why would Jesus withdraw from the people to go into this seclusion?
这里所讲的那里从那里起身指的就是他原来一直传道的犹太人居住的地区
Thence referring to the place that most of the Jewish people lived.
根据前面马可福音一到六章的记载主耶稣初期传道的区域除了在第四章中间偶尔过了加利利海到了外邦人的格拉森地方以外其他的地方呢都是在自己的家乡和犹太人居住的加利利地区
So according to the Bible most of the time there are a couple places that Jesus went for the ministry most of the time he is doing his ministry in the Jewish society
所以主耶稣从犹太人居住的加利利地区起身往推罗西顿的境内去的推罗西顿在哪里
So when he left, he went to Tyre and Sidon. Where are those places?
推罗西顿就是指的非犹太人居住的区域
So those are the places that none of the Jews would live.
所以圣经里边称当时的非犹太人叫外邦人也就是今天我们信主之前我们都被称为外邦人不信神的人
So people that is not Jews considered to be Gentiles back then
推罗西顿是位于加利利湖最北边的地中海沿岸的两个海港的城市
So the both side the Tyre and Sidon is the north of the Galilee it's north side of this sea
归属于当时归属于当时罗马政府管辖的叙利亚省的经文里面提到的腓尼基族人
so, It's part of this in the province of Syria that was controlled by Roman Empire
他们是已经被彻底希腊化的不信神的人
And those people has been completely accept this Greek culture and their convention
或者我们可以讲是不信耶和华神的人是信外邦
In another way, saying they believe the Greeks are teaching, but they don't believe in anything God's teaching.
我们看这是早期主耶稣传道的地方，加利利地区。
So in that yellow area, the passage highlighted is Galilee, the area.
下边是耶路撒冷，这边是地中海。
So Jerusalem on the south and Mediterranean Sea is on the upper left corner.
从这个地方北上，往西走，推罗西顿。
So you're going up like a northwest, you will be going to the area of Tyre and Sidon.
这条线路呢，就是刚才我提到的，后来喂饱4000人，耶稣从推罗西顿地区下来以后，通过这边的外邦地区，底加波利，这样到了加利利湖边，所以跟随他的都是些外邦人群。
So that talk about this 4,000 people follow him to that. They'll follow this green highlighted journey. Those are people that consider the majority of non-Jewish people.
我们可以想象一下，当时主耶稣作为犹太人中间，他们希望的王在传道。
So we can imagine that Jesus is regarded as a king back of them, be able to lead them.
但是他在这个时候呢，竟然与他身边的那一帮犹太人进入了当时所谓的敬虔的犹太人绝对不愿意踏足的外邦人的境界，这是为什么？
But he is regarding as a leader for Jews, but then why did he went into an area that Jewish wouldn't want to go? That's considered to be non-Christian region like Tyres and Sidon. Those are the place that Jews were forbidden to go.
或许这也正是主耶稣北上到推罗西顿的目的所在。
This is probably one of the purposes that Jesus went up to Sidon and Tyre.
所以这就是我们的刚才提到第三个小问题：主耶稣为什么要隐藏而不愿意人知道
？So the third question asking why would Jesus withdrawn out of the society, not letting anybody know or find him.
我们看一下马太福音15:21，对这个同一件事情记载。
So in Matthew chapter 15:21, that was recorded in this same event.
马太福音15:21，耶稣离开那里，退到推罗西顿的境内去。
So over there, then Jesus went, then departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon.
这里所用的一个退字，提醒我们有一些思考。
So in Chinese, it's almost like a retreat or withdrawn. Over here is a departed.
那在前面的经文记载，主耶稣从30岁开始公开传道之后，所面对的都是一些什么样的人群
？So after Jesus started to do the ministry at the age of 30 years old, what are the people he mostly encountered?
除了主耶稣亲自拣选的12个门徒和身边的一些追随者以及一些妇女以外，还有什么人
？Besides the 12 disciples and other women that follow him,
我们可以来算
who are the people that follow him?
可以算上几种，有一种呢，就是占绝大多数的。是愿意来观看神迹奇事、求医治的犹太的百姓。
Majority are the Jews that come in to see the miracles that Jesus were exercised, and then looking for healing.
另一种是少数身居高位的、有权有势的，但是搞阴谋、设陷阱、反对主耶稣的犹太宗派领袖。
There's some of the very very small portion of religious leader from Jews.Who is planning to set up plots and snares for Christ?
那还有一类人呢，就是主耶稣他自己家乡本乡本族的那些讥笑厌弃他的拿撒勒人。
So there are some people also from Nazareth that his own countrymen that was kind of ridicule Jesus Christ.
我们可以想象一下，面对那3种人群里边，有的是极度的热情。有的是极度的冷嘲热讽，阴谋，设陷阱，反对；有的呢是讥笑。
So as you can imagine, Jesus Christ need to face all three different kind of people. People that giving, ridiculing. People that give him great praise because of miracle, and some people trying to set up plot and snare against him.
面对那种种种的压力。而主耶稣认为时机还没有成熟的时候，隐退、休息，继续对身边的追随者进行小班的门徒训练课程，这是耶稣当时最最必要的。
So under that kind of circumstances, things are not mature for him to reach the end of what he wants to do. So this seclusion and withdrawn from the society and giving some small training to the disciples seemed to be the best option back then.
所以最安静的地带, 最可以免受狂热的犹太人干扰的最佳选择之地, 莫过于就近北上, 到非犹太人地区里。
So an area that's selected like this area, the northern area like Tyre and Sidon, seemed to be the perfect place because none of the Jews will go over there.
所以从刚才地图上来看, 推罗西顿呢, 是离加利利海最近的外邦地区。
So that Sidon and Tyre is the area, that non-Jewish area, that is the most close to seas of Galilee, you can see from the map that I just showed you.
那做了这些解释之后，我还是想问弟兄姐妹们，主耶稣他这种隐退也好，休息也好，真正的目的是什么？
So what is the main purpose of Jesus Christ that he withdraw himself from the society, go into seclusion?
他的目的一方面是为了避免犹太的领袖们过早的出现冲突而影响他的救恩计划。
One thing is prevent this religious leader to capture him and prevent this great plan of salvation.
因为那个时候主耶稣被捕被钉十字架的时机还不成熟。
Because the time for him to be nailed on the cross is not mature yet.
时间还不到。
Time has not come.
另外一方面，因着犹太人对救恩的弃绝，主耶稣主动的隐退。 竟然间接的给外邦人造成了一个千载难逢的获得福音的机会。
And the other thing you can kind of thinking about it, the Jews forsake this salvation, and this gives a great opportunity for the Gentiles to receive this salvation. It's like a great plan.
所以主耶稣的这种隐退并不是单纯的负面的退缩。
So as you can think about this seclusion for Jesus from society, it's not a kind of like negative in a sense.
Yeah, 不是单纯的负面的退缩退避，而是一种隐而不退、退而不休的，含有非常积极意义的主动性。
Even though he's withdrawn from the society, but he did not forsake what he's trying to do in terms of his mission.
那在我们的学习、工作、生活或者教会的侍奉经历中，有没有出现过？ 体力或精力透支的时候,
as you kind of imagine yourself through your studies, through your work, and everything you serve in the church, have you ever come across a place to a point that you almost feel you're exhausted and maybe burnout in a sense?
我们会不会从主耶稣的这种神是夺士的这种隐退休整中学习一些功课?
So we can learn something from Jesus Christ in that kind of situation. He will be able to go to seclusion and be able to evaluate the situation and come to a place that he can rest.
尤其是我们作为基督徒，为什么要学习依靠神？为什么要学习仰赖神的话语的功课？
Especially, it's a lesson we learn why you should depending and trusting in Lord.
依靠的意思呢，就是让我们了解到、认识到。
So depending on God and trusting God is really an understanding of our shortcoming.
如果认识到这一点的话呢，我们就不会说是遇到什么事情再累再难，却是为了面子而硬撑着。
So if you understand that, then you will not persist in doing things you cannot accomplish because you want to hold on to your faith.
我们有没有这样的经历?
So sometimes you will have doing things even though you cannot accomplish that you continue to struggle to get things done.
是从今天的经文中我们可以学习主耶稣忙里偷闲的这样一个功课。
So a lot of times you can kind of see this trying to kind of find a place you can rest through all the busyness.
认识到我们的有限，学习依靠的功课，忙里偷闲，这本身就是一种 有信心的表现，就是有智慧的信心的表现。
Understanding our limitation and depending on Lord, which is a great faith a Christian can demonstrate.
当主耶稣和他的门徒们离开喧闹的人群，非常低调的住进一户人家之后，他们可以不受干扰的按时吃饭。 睡觉，然后门徒们可以围坐在主耶稣跟前，静静地接受小班的培训课程。
So when the wonderful that Jesus Christ let his disciple kind of withdrawn from the society, they can go to a small house and they can their own small group of Bible study. That was a great opportunity for them.
我们可以想象，当他们静静地坐下来讨论的时候，突然一个口操着外邦人的，就是腓尼基的希腊话语的一个外邦妇女出现了，打破了小院的平静。
So when you can imagine they are doing this study and have a wonderful sharing, and then all of a sudden this Greek woman coming into a Phoenician's language and showing up in the place Jesus was meeting with his disciple.
这个妇女进到院子里之后，认准了主耶稣之后，就伏伏在他的脚前。
And then this woman, the little woman, recognized Jesus Christ and fell at his feet right away.
这就是我们的第一方面的一个小题目。为了暂时的隐退、休整、训练门徒的主耶稣，遇到了欲罢不能的突发事件。
So this is what I want to share with you. Jesus Christ was, is in seclusion, the training disciple. Then all of a sudden, this unforeseen event happened. A little woman came in here for help.
那我们来看看，来学习主耶稣处理这种突发事件的过程。
So how would Jesus Christ do to resolve this kind of unforeseen event?
我们也是从这个外邦女子身上体验和学习如何既有信心又有智慧的功课。
So we can learn this lessons from this woman about faith and wisdom.
为了摆脱自己的困境而敢于脱俗的小女子。
So this little woman is able to have a courage to do things kind of like unconventional, untraditional, to get out of troubles or jams.
马可福音七章二十六到二十八节，这妇人是希腊人，属叙利亚腓尼基族，她求耶稣赶出那鬼，离开她的女儿。耶稣对她说：“让儿女们先吃饱，不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。”妇人回答说：“主啊，不错，但是狗在桌子底下也吃孩子们的碎渣。”
So in Mark chapter 7:26, the woman was a Greek and a Syrophoenician by nation, and she bethought him that he would cast forth the devil out of the daughter. But Jesus said unto her, "Let the children first be filled, for it is not.Need to take this children's bread and to cast it onto the dogs." And then she answered that she said unto him, "Yes, yes, Lord, let the dogs under the table eat up the children's crumbs."
所以这里经文这里明确了前来求耶稣为他女儿赶鬼的这个妇女的背景。
So this kind of talk about the background of the little woman coming to ask for help for her daughter.
她是属于叙利亚省的腓尼基族的希腊人。
So she's a Greek living in Syria in Phoenicia.
那在马太福音十五章里边称这个女人是迦南的妇人。
So in Matthew it mentioned about this woman is in the land of Canaan.
所以综合马可和马太福音里边这两处的经文所带给我们的信息，表明这位妇人是一个。非犹太民族的外邦女子。
So we know that in conclusion, this woman is a Gentile, not part of the Jewish people.
是一个当时深受希腊文化影响的人。
So she was greatly influenced by the Greek culture.
所以才有了二十七节主耶稣的回答：“让儿女们先吃饱，不好拿女儿的饼给狗吃。”
So it was said, "Let the children eat first. Do not cast the bread to the dog."
那我们怎么样理解这二十七节主耶稣的回答这节经文
？So how will you be able to understand the verses 27?
马太福音十五章二十二到二十七节这里边提到了说，当这个外邦妇人呼喊主啊，大卫的子孙求怜悯的时候
，So in Matthew chapter 15 says when the Canaanite woman came out and said.Lord, son of David.
主耶稣首先的反应是一言不答。
Well, Jesus Christ didn't answer right away.
这个时候呢，旁边的门徒们倒是着急了。
And then the disciples started worry about it, how to respond.
说你这个外邦女子不是扰乱我们的小班门徒训练课程吗？
Because all the disciples are concerned about their lesson being interrupted by this woman.
所以从他们口中讲，这个女人是在喊叫吗？
And over here on the verse is recorded says the woman actually shouting out loud.
她在喊叫着求耶稣。
It was pleading with great cry to Jesus Christ.
所以这时候门徒们间接的帮着这个妇女。也向耶稣发出了请求。
So in a sense, you can kind of imagine disciple also urge Jesus Christ to help this little woman.
你看门徒近前来求他说。
And then the disciple, because Jesus didn't answer right away, so the disciple come and urge Jesus to respond to the urge of this woman.
那我想请问，如果是在我们今天这个教会里边，我们在 disciple training 的时候，有一个人进来了以后。哇哇大声嚷嚷，不是我们的信徒，我们的成员会怎么想
？So imagine if we were in a disciple training and some people coming out outside of the church, coming in the training and interrupting us, what would we have done?
说长老啊，牧师啊，执事会主席啊，你们帮他一下。
And then you could say, hey, all the deacon board, why don't you go out and help that person? We're gonna have our own study.
门徒们间接的求耶稣帮他的目的，真正目的是什么
？So what is the purpose of disciple urge Jesus Christ to respond to the little woman's request？
打扰到我们了，
because,
赶紧把他打发走。
Because disciple thinking about this little woman interrupting their learning, so they want Jesus trying to answer her request and get the woman out and on her way to do something else。
面对着双重的请求，主耶稣的回答怎么样？
So what was the response from this multiple kind of request from the woman and from his disciples?
二十四节这里边提到，耶稣说：“我奉差遣，不过是到以色列家迷失的羊那里去。”
So over here in 24, it says, "I was only trying to find the sheep those were missing."
那实际上，主耶稣这句话呢，是对门当时的门徒而讲。
Actually, that was responded to all the disciple first.
你们让我打发他，你们记不记？当时我告诉你们，我嘱咐你们的，我差遣你们十二个人出去的时候，所吩咐你们的原则是什么？你们忘了
？Do you know the number one reason he was trying to say is the number one reason is the lost sheep are the priority.
主耶稣在马太福音五章里边差遣十二人出去，当时跟他们说：“外邦人的路你们不要走，撒玛利亚人的城你们不要进，宁可往以色列家迷失的羊那里去。”
So you don't want it. This one over here says the twelve. Jesus sent out with the following instruction: Do not go among the Gentiles or enter the town of Samaritans.
所以这就是说，主耶稣传道的原则是首先要从以色列家人开始。
So the principle of Jesus' ministry started out from the household of the Jewish people first.
而眼下，也就是当时主耶稣向以色列人传福音的使命还没有完成呢。
And at that point in time, the missionary to the Israelites has not completed yet.
主耶稣指责教训了门徒以后，一转脸对着那个妇女又说。
And then after that, he gave that instruction, he turned his face and talked to the woman.
说什么呢？就说出了这一句：历史历代以来，令许多人难以置信，甚至是难以接受的那句回答。
And then the answer is kind of amaze all the people through the ages.
让儿女们先吃饱，不好拿儿女的饼给狗吃。
So it says.Feed all the children first. Let the children eat all they want, for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs.
有人试着善意的维护所谓的护道，维护耶稣这句话说，那当时那狗就像我们今天的狗，像宠物一样啊，非常令人可爱哟。
So a lot of times, people trying to defend this apologetically, they believe the dog is so loving and needing care.
那根据资料记载，在新约时期，无论是犹太族群人、犹太人，或者是在希腊的传统中，人们还没有把狗当作喜爱的宠物来饲养。
Through the study of the New Covenant, and we know that the dog has not becoming a pet that people will really just careful.
反倒是无论犹太人或希腊人，他们都是将狗作为一种不荣誉的象征。
So actually, a dog is considered to be a symbol of no honors at all.
希腊人爱用狗来比喻无耻的野妇。
Then a lot of times, Greek people want to say this is a woman who have probably have bad reputations.
那犹太人更是把狗比作可耻和卑鄙的东西。
And then Jew is using dog as symbols of things that are pitiful.
所以在圣经中有许多地方啊，都有记载，不要把圣物给狗啊等等。
So a lot of recording in the Bible is do not give the sacred thing to the dog.
所以许多解经家认为，我自己也同意这个观点，就是主耶稣用诙谐幽默的口吻向那位妇女表达当时社会状态下的一个事实。
So in a way that Jesus was trying to explain that using the facts in the contemporary society back then.
我们用口语来解释，看这样大家能接受吗？这位妇人呢？难道你不知道吗？犹太人对外邦人是持轻蔑态度的。
So you can see that the Jews doesn't treat the Gentile in a great honor in a way. That's what it means.
你现在的请求在眼下而言，不在我对以色列人施恩的范围里边喽。So
your request is really not part of what I want to do originally because it's out of the scope.
那大家请注意，从28节这位妇女的回答可以看出。 在他来求主耶稣之前，已经做好了充分的准备。And
actually, on the response from this woman, according to recorded in verse 28, you can tell the woman has great preparation for that.
他做好了被拒绝的充分准备。今天我是孤注一掷。So
he actually prepared that he will be rejected. So she has a great preparation for that.
因为他明白，他最终的目标就是要紧紧抓住这一千载难逢的机会。Because
he want to take hold on that one out of millions of possibility that her daughter can be saved.
作为母亲，即使掉了颜面，也要为自己那女儿的得救求。Even
though she will end up losing her face, but being a mother, she want to try everything to save her daughter.
所以，当他听到主耶稣说， 让儿女们先吃饱之后，
So after she heard that to feed the children first, all they want.
不要说他了，连我都为他窃喜了。
Then one time I would say, including me, I'm happy for her.
为什么说他有智慧呢？ 主耶稣这既然说了有先， 那肯定还有后，对不对？
Because Jesus is using this kind of like critical word, first. So that means they're going to be second, right?
听了这个先，他就知道有后这个希望。So
after she understands Jesus using that terminology called first, she knows that after that, it's going to be a second opportunity.
这个先字也说明了主耶稣并没有完全的拒绝他。So
that means Jesus Christ did not completely forsake her request.
换句话说，就是在主耶稣那句乍听不容易接受的那个话语中，留下了一个巨大的空间。So
Jesus using this this kind of description using the bread as a way to say that there's still great room for doing things that the woman can do.
所以我们说，这位无名的外邦的小女子，用她的大智慧，观察到了，听到了，并且紧紧的。 抓住了这个救恩而不撒手。So
this woman, a little woman, not very famous, she was able to find this one out of million opportunity to take a good hold of this salvation.
况且她一样是用智慧的幽默的话语来回答耶稣的幽默的话。And
kind of like she responded in a very, very intelligent way to Jesus Christ.
主啊，不错，但是狗在桌子底下也吃孩子们掉的碎渣呀。But
even the dog under the table eat the children's crumbs.
那我们用现代语言再来解释一下这一句。
So that's trying to kind of interpret it in the language we will all understand.
说主啊，你说的一点不错，我们从来就没有想着和去犹太人去争抢什么救恩。
So yes, Lord, you're right. We never have an intention to compete with the Jewish for this salvation.
我们知道我们自己不配。
We know that we're unworthy.
但是，即便我们就像他们所看不起的狗一样，那我们也应该捡一些他们丢弃在地上的面包渣而吃吧。
So even though we're unworthy of what Jews will look at as a dog, but we can still pick up some crumbs their children left under the table.
所以弟兄姐妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
主耶稣刚刚经历了前面我们讲到的那些，不但抗拒救恩，而且还是极具的冷嘲热讽。阴谋反对设陷阱迫害耶稣的犹太领袖和人群。
So kind of imagine this background when before Jesus' seclusion, he was under a lot of persecution from his own people ridiculing him, and then religious leaders trying to set up snares and plot to capture Jesus Christ.
那面前。面对一个敢于冲破传统的观念，追求渴慕的追求的外邦女子，主耶稣他能拒绝她。
So those people I just mentioned forsake the great salvation from Jesus Christ. But when this little woman come to him to ask for salvation, can Jesus reject her request?
所以我们可以说，正是这位敢于冲破传统观念、敢于脱俗的。而渴慕追求的外邦的小女子
，So this woman was able to act courageously, and unconventionally.
用她的智慧彰显出了她的信心
，and be able to do that with the great wisdom she has.
也使得她和被鬼所附的女儿摆脱了困境。
So they be able to, the daughter will have the demon cast out and able to get out of this difficult time, they have.
意想不到的从主耶稣那里。提前获得了新生命的救恩
，and they were able to receive this amazing salvation from Christ ahead of everybody else.
这就是我们今天要讨论的第三方面。
So this is what I want to share with you, the third aspect.
信心加智慧得着救主所赐的恩惠。
So faith plus wisdom, you able to bring in God's saving grace.
马可福音七章二十九、三十节，耶稣对他说：“因这句话，你回去吧，鬼已经离开你的女儿了。”他就回家去，见小孩子躺在床上，鬼已经出去了。
So over in verse 27, it says, "Now go home," and then, the daughters will have the demons all gone already.
那在马太福音十五章二十八节是这样讲的：“说妇人，你的信心是大的，照你所要的，给你成全了。”
So in Matthew chapter 15, it says, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed from that very hour.
你看主耶稣说了，因这句话，你的信心是大的。
Because what you said, I know that here you have great faith.
那我想请问弟兄姐妹和朋友们，主耶稣夸奖这位妇人的信心是大的，大到什么程度啊？
So I want to know, do you know how great her faith is?
她不单是外邦人，而且是推罗的腓尼基人。
So she's a Gentile. Not only that, she is Phoenicians from Tyre.
大家注意这个推罗。
So kind of like I want to tell you about background is Tyre.
在当时敬虔的犹太人行事为人的律法依据是什么？
So all the Jews, you know what they follow, the rule they follow.
犹太人行事的依据，律法依据就是一句话，经上说，经上说，经上说什么，他们就按照这个律法去执行。
So all the devout Jews, that one thing they doing is always according what the book says.
那他们讲的经上就是旧约圣经，旧约圣经怎么来讲推罗人呢
？So when they say doing this according to what book said, the book is referring to the Old Testament.
旧约先知书约珥书三章四节讲到，推罗西顿和腓力士各地区的人呐、啊，你们想向我报复吗？ 如果是我，很快就要向你们报复。你们夺走我的金银，抢去我的财宝，把他们放在你们的神庙里。你们把犹大和耶路撒冷的居民卖给希腊人，使他们远离自己的国境。
So in Joel chapter 3:4, it says, "Now what you have against me, O Tyre and Sidon, and all of you regions of Phoenicia, are you repaying me from something I have done? If you are paying me back, I will swiftly and speedily return on your own heads when you have done. For you took my silver and my gold and carrying off my finest jewelry to your temples."
这段经文的意思表明，神要严厉地惩罚推罗人。
So it says, God will punish people in Tyre severely.
原因就是在犹太人被掳的时候，他们落井下石，而发出了讥笑，发出了一些恶言。
Because when Jews was captured, they kind of like didn't help but rebuking them, ridicule them when that happens.
另外，在旧约圣经以西结书里面，26章整张圣经呢，都是对推罗的审判。
So in Ezekiel chapter 26 is all it covers the punishments, judgments for the people in Tyre.
由此可见，推罗人在犹太人的眼里，既是没有律法，所以也谈不上遵守律法而深陷罪恶中的罪人。
So in Jewish view, the people in Tyre did not even follow the rule, but they all considered that really a great sinners.
而且推罗人又是在没有律法的外邦中人，犹太人的仇人。
Especially they all part of, they are not only Gentile, they all considered to be enemies to Israelites.
难怪主耶稣用那样的话去挑战那位求医治的推罗。
So you can kind of see that's a background for the people from Tyre. So kind of Jesus saying to that woman in a challenging way, challenging her.
主耶稣用那样的话去考验他的信心是否坚定，结果如何呢？
So Jesus using that words to test her faith.
结果是小女人大智慧。
And then you can kind of see this, the end result is a little woman demonstrate her great faith.
主耶稣夸赞他，因你这句话，因你的信心之大之后，竟然显示了他超越时空限制的大能。
And then because of woman's great wisdom, Jesus Christ able to exercise his miracle that surpassed the times and the space.
主耶稣仅仅用了一句带着能量的话，遥控就驱走了那位妇女女儿身上的鬼。
As you can imagine, Jesus speak the words of healing to the daughter, and the daughter was healed immediately.
弟兄姐妹朋友们，
Brothers,
当我们学习祷告祈求这位具有创造的大能的神的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we try to learn praying for the God,
会不会因为我们过去的遭遇或者我们现今的一些经历？
A lot of time are we being kind of restricted with our own experience?
而面带怨愤向神来诉求。
And then a lot of time we have a little bit kind of praying to God with some regret.
我们会不会埋怨诉求跟神讲我们自己所受的不公平的待遇？
A lot of time you kind of complain to the God about some unfair treatment you have had.
那今天经文中的这个为了女儿担忧的妇女，她没有跟主耶稣争辩为什么犹太人在神在上帝面前有优越权的问题，他没有去争辩。
So as you see, this little woman, he did not argue and then complain about why Israelites have this privilege of having have the saving grace from Lord first.
我相信今天许多人还在问犹太人为什么有优先权。
Because as you kind of think about, you still wonder why Jews have this privilege to having the saving grace first.
但是这位妇人没有去问，没有去争辩。
But this little woman didn't even argue about it.
她也更没有跟耶稣去争辩犹太人为什么骂他们为狗是否公平。
He didn't even argue about why Jesus called people from Tyre as dogs.
她的表现是什么？
So what does she actually demonstrate?
仅仅是全身心的谦卑的单纯的诉求。
What she demonstrates wholeheartedly and humbling praying, asking help from Jesus Christ.
并且从他的那句看似自嘲，实际上呢是一种大智若愚的口吻。
So kind of like the way she responded, kind of like, kind of in a very way of humility and kind of like in a way that she able to ask for that request.
她是在恳请主耶稣不要将外邦人留在救恩之门之外。
She was asking Jesus not to leave all the Gentiles out of the plans of salvation.
这就是一个外邦的小妇人用她那敢于脱俗，而且渴慕追求的大智慧，从神那里赢得了救恩。
So this is a woman that able to do this unconventional way, and also with a great wisdom, she was able to receive this salvation from the Lord.
所以我们在这里才称这位妇人是一个外邦人获取上帝救恩的充满信心的里程碑式的桥梁人。
So we kind of consider the little woman as a great landmark, which showing a great faith and wisdom.
这个外邦妇女的处境也是我们今天所有不认识人们的写照。
So this woman considers Gentiles also kind of like a model for all the non-believers.
我们需要学习的就是在我们过去的生命历程中，所有发生的委屈、艰难、困苦、伤痛等不幸的事情，我们或许虽然我们不能改变。
So this is kind of for all the people, all of us. We have all this mistreatments, and a lot of sorrows, and a lot of hurt that we have. But a lot of things we just cannot control, and we cannot change.
但是请相信主耶稣，他能够改变我们的今天，改变我们的将来。We
cannot change the past, but Lord can change what we can have today, and what can happen in the future.
所以用一段经文，希伯来书4章16节来结束我们今天的。So
I want to use Hebrew chapter 4 to conclude this my message today.
我们大家同声用中文和英文来读，好吧？同声用英文。Oh,
okay.
告诉同声英文的人。Okay,
let's start. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
我没听见中文，再来一遍。好，来，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得怜悯，蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。我们一起祷告。Let's
pray together.
恩主慈爱的巴父，真是感谢您，再次感谢您赐给我们主您的话语。Lord,
a blessing. We want to give you thanks and give us wonderful words of yours.
使主您的话语成我们脚前的灯，路上的光，我们生命的指南。That
your words become the light to our path and lamp to our feet, that become our guidance in our life journey.
愿主您的话语启迪帮助我们在世的所有的人。That
your words cleanse everyone here today.
让我们都像这位妇人一样，成为主您那信心的儿女。So
we all become just like this woman as a child of faith.
愿主您怜悯这个世界。May
you have mercy on this world.
愿主您的圣灵与我们同在。May
your spirit be with us.
感谢祷告，奉主耶稣的名。This
we pray in the glorious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
亲爱的主内弟兄姐妹们，现在我们纪念主耶稣在世时所设立圣餐时吩咐的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念。